brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
So when you guys put him on Make That Kid an Offer, the segment actually went viral with him. We all, as high school coaches, we watched that. And this time you got the spot on about Aaron. And please don't stop doing that segment of your show.
We have no plans to.
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast, off-season edition, even though there really is no off-season. John here, Hannah there. And this is one that we like to do every year, Hannah, where we get to kind of catch folks up on the one of the great things that we get to do here at GPB during a football season.
It's one of our very favorite things and a super important segment for high school athletes all over the state. And of course, that is Make That Kid an Offer. And if you're not familiar with Make That Kid an Offer, I think this is our fifth or sixth year, John. Do we know how many years we've been doing this?
I'll take the over number. I'll go six. I like that. That means we've done more of it.
Yeah. It's been at least six. And GPB's Matt Stewart helped us start this segment. And we basically find players that are underrated, maybe a little undersized, maybe a little whatever, as you like to say, John, just not your 6'5", 350-pound defensive lineman full of muscle.
Yeah, the five stars that are going to be looked at from all the Power Five schools and everything.
Yeah.
What we wanted to do from the beginning of this segment was, we know that there are a lot of folks out there that deserve looks from college coaches. And we know that with the landscape changing with what it is these days, it's more of an opportunity to showcase these student athletes that are the full package. You know, they're doing things on both sides of the ball. They've got great GPAs. They've got fantastic
people. They're award winners.
Yeah. And so when you have the opportunity to showcase those athletes, basically we just kind of put out the siren song to the state. Hey, let us know about these student athletes. And then we get all that notification sent to us, Autumn Rose and social media and everybody. They sit there and they sift through them. We kind of look at them ourselves and we go, okay, here, here, and here. And you end up with moments like this from last season. And Southwest DeKalb's Aaron Barber, 5'10", 250 up front, defensive tackle, explosive off the line, quick hands, swift tackler, sacker, forced fumbles, ultimately stopping offenses, three-year varsity starter, 3.5 GPA, all region make Aaron Barber an offer. That's it for this week. And so that means toward the end of the segment, we got to hear about somebody, Hannah, from Southwest DeKalb.
Hey, Coach Bell, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, how you doing? How's it going?
It's going great. We are here. We're excited to have you because of our Make That Kid an Offer segment. This is the sixth year I think our segment is running now, and kids continue to get offers and looks. And we are so excited to have you on to talk about one of your former very special players. But before we do that, what are your thoughts on this Make That Kid an Offer segment, and how important is it to get awareness about some of these student athletes?
Well, I hope your producer's watching this, because do not take that segment off your show, because we all, as high school coaches, we watched that. And this time you guys are spot on about Aaron. And please don't stop doing that segment of your show.
We have no plans to.
So many kids go under the radar that no one knows. We only know the ones that the reporters say are the five-star guys. Then you have all these really good players who are going unnoticed. When you guys put it on Make That Kid an Offer, now the world takes a look at that kid, and then good things start to happen.
And social media and the viralness of that and getting their names out there, it's a passion of ours, that's for sure. Well, one of your former players, defensive lineman Aaron Barber, is now at Kentucky State. Part of that was because he was on Make That Kid an Offer just in October. No offers in October of 2025, all region, all county selection, good GPA at 3.5, three-year varsity starter, explosive, quick hand. You could just go on and on about this kid, not getting the looks. We put him on Make That Kid an Offer, and now he is at Kentucky State. Tell us more about him and his story.
Well, when I first got here at Southwest DeKalb, Aaron was a kid that they told me about, but I didn't know because he was playing baseball. So I never really got a chance to see him. And he's the kind of kid that if he's playing baseball, he's going to practice every day, he's doing everything right on time. So I never really got, I met him in the hallway, but I never got a chance to coach him. So he didn't play football until the spring. And they told me that he was pretty good, And I didn't really know. I said, this kid is kind of short. I kind of got stuck in that box like everyone else. And I kind of was like, ah. But then when he started playing, it was a no-brainer. He's a 3-year starter and he dominated. It don't matter who we play. You can call any of the big teams that we played, Benedictine. He had a great game against those guys. He had a great game against almost every team that we played. So when you guys put him on, make that kid an offer, the segment actually went viral with him. And you know, all the kids reposted it. And I guess it somehow it landed on Kentucky State desk. And they came up and they was adamant about giving him a scholarship.
John, he is the perfect make that kid an offer nominee because you could say he's only 5'10", 5'10", 250, but he's one of those that doesn't quite get over the 6 foot mark. That is so perfect for this segment, John.
No doubt. And coach, what was it like for you to see his game grow to where he was getting to where you thought he could play at the next level? How did his game continue to grow when he moved over from baseball to hang out there with you?
Because he always work out all the time, he just really transitioned right from baseball right to football. And we use a slogan called TTP, which is trust the process. And Aaron is the kid that the poster child for that trust the process. I'm not big enough in the eyes of some colleges. I'm not long as some guys want, but I'm a really good football player. And he trusted it in his transition from baseball to football. And he played baseball all 3 years since I was here and played football for all 3 years and played well in both sports.
Well, he's off. He's off at Kentucky State. Do you keep up with your players? What are those relationships like after high
Nah,
school?
my relationship with my players, the ones who trust the process, is good. It's good. And plus, his mom was our Booster Club president, and we developed a great relationship. So we always just stay in touch. So now it's like family.
How difficult is getting the student athlete notice today? Because I mean, your program at Southwest DeKalb, you completely and totally turn it around. You've increased numbers of wins each year. You go from 2 to 7 to 9 in your tenure there. How difficult is it these days to get your student athletes noticed so they can have those opportunities at the next level? Just in a general sense, how difficult is it?
It's very difficult to in this new age of recruiting because of the transfer portal. So normally coaches would come in and they would give a high school kid a legitimate shot because they had to take so many kids per year. Now with the transfer portal, they may be looking for maybe 16 kids, 15 kids. Now I got to pick these 15 kids from all around the country. So now what makes Southwest DeKalb different? Why do I take your kid? These are the boxes that we have to check off. And that's why I always tell my kids, make sure your GPA is high. And if you got the height, weight, size, okay, make sure you post your videos, make sure you post the things that you need the world to know about you. And then when they come around, they have some legitimate notes that they can look at to say, hey, I think this kid is different from the kid from over here because these are the things that he's doing. Number one, academics.
From a college perspective, John, you reached out to Western Kentucky. What did they have to say?
Oh, yeah. The Thoroughbreds over at Kentucky State, now their head coach. I was going back and forth with Coach Huggins, and I was wondering what it was that attracted Kentucky State. And here's what he said. And so, Coach, let me get your reaction to what Coach Huggins had maintained. He said, Aaron Barber was recruited by my defensive coordinator, Earl Chambers, who's from Georgia, played for UGA and at Banneker High School. He was a kid who attended a camp. He was working during the previous summer, and he liked his skill set from the camp. He was impressed with his technique and strength at the position and followed him throughout the year. When we found out he was still available, we brought him down for a visit with him and his family and extending him an offer. We were excited for him and look forward to what he can do in our program. So that comes from Felton Huggins, the head football coach at Kentucky State University. When he tells me that, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It means that number one, we're doing the right thing in the program. Number two, our D-line coach is doing a heck of a job. Shout out to Coach Hooks. Our defensive coordinator, Coach Irvin. Those guys are doing a great job on that side of the ball because if other college coaches are seeing techniques and things like that, that means the high school coaches are doing pretty good.
How are these kids getting their names out there now with NIL and signing days and all this stuff? How have you seen it change where kids are having to promote themselves more?
Social media. Social media is the biggest recruiting tool in America. And if you're not posting and you're thinking that they're going to just come get you, they're not. You have to promote yourself. You know, because even with high school coaches, everybody think that we're the ones give our offers. We don't give our offers. We put you in a position. We coach you up. We give you the knowledge of the game. And then you do the rest. But if you don't post Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you have to put yourself out there because you never know who's watching these things. And a lot of times coaches are on these things. So they're trying to find players.
How much of an adjustment is that for you and the staff, knowing that, you know, as we grew up and we were there as a part of the sport, we knew that there was a certain way that was going to happen. Coaches were going to come to the school. They were going to look at the players. They're going to watch them at practice. They're going to come by. They're going to come by in secret. Now it's about social media and the visits and all those different things. How much of an adjustment is it for a coach like you in this new era of recruiting and the new ways of recruiting?
You know what's crazy, John? I was so against social media about maybe 10 years ago. I was against it. I was old school. I was just like, man, I'm not getting on no social media. They should know what I'm doing, right? But then my son, he said, Dad, you know, you got to get on social media because this is where everyone is, right? So I took my stubborn coat off, and I put on, I put the other helmet on and said, you know what? Let me stop and let me get on this social media. And now I'm actually hooked on social media. So I post all the time. I post my kids. I post the things that they're doing. And then a lot of coaches follow me. So if they see me posting Aaron Barber or whoever the kid is, then they say, okay, well, let's take a look at this kid. So now when the spring or fall recruiting comes around, they'll stop up to the school and say, hey, coach, I saw you had a kid. You know, where's that kid at? And if the kid passed the eye contest, then the ball starts to roll.
It can be a distraction. Social media can be so in your face, but that is a positive way to use it, and you're getting your players out there. Besides social media, what other advice would you give to other coaches and players to get their names out there with recruiting?
They definitely have to keep a good relationship with their head coach, right? And they have to have a good relationship with the people inside the school because you never know who knows who. You know, even with the coach that you play against, because a lot of time the coach that we play against, they know a lot of people. So if they recognize that, hey, Aaron Barber is a kid that's at Southwest Coast, you might need to go take a look at him, right? But if you're a kid that you out there on the field and you going, you know, getting all these penalties and you cursing and you're doing all these things, coach said, man, that kid's a knucklehead. You know, don't touch that kid. But if he knows that the kid is very polite and does things the right way, you build these relationships even with your opponents.
And that's crazy to think about that you now have to spend as much time. Well, let me ask it this way. How much time are you spending now that you're addicted to social media? how much time are you spending game planning and getting ready for games and practice and all this kind of stuff? And how much time are you devoting to social media so that Southwest DeKalb and its student athletes can get promoted? I mean, you say you're addicted. What are we talking about here? Do you go home and at the dinner table, you're sitting there with your phone, you're sitting there going, no, wait, I have to send out a tweet real quick. You know,
take a picture of your dinner.
John, if you saw my office right now, I got this laptop, I got a desktop, I got my phone right here, I got the TV screen, I got everything I need to make sure that I pub my kids and make sure that they're getting seen out there in this new world of recruiting.
I'm finding you. Are you on Instagram?
Oh, I'm on Instagram, yes.
I'm going to find you on Instagram. Yes. I'm going to follow you.
Look at those kids that I just posted today. And those kids
are
class 29.
I love it. Doing some interviews out on the field. Oh, that's good. Followed.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun one. Well, we've had this conversation with some coaches before. I'd love to get your insight on it. What are your thoughts on the NIL and how that's changed the game?
I'm kind of mixed because I know some kids' families need the money. Mm-hmm. And I think it helps in that way. I think it hurt if a kid does not use the education part the right way. Right. I'm all for the kids getting paid, helping their families, helping themselves. But I still at the end, I want you to get your degree because Once upon a time, I used to play football, but now I can't play football anymore. So if I don't have nothing to lean on, to fall back on, which is my brain, to get me a good job, I put myself in position to create some finances. How do I survive? Maybe I did 20 years ago through NIL, but now here it is 20 years later, I'm working at local jobs making peanuts. And I still want to make good money regardless if, if I have it or not.
My last question for you, and thanks for hanging out with us. 9-3 last year, getting ready for new regions, new classifications, all this kind of reclassification stuff. How is 2026 looking for you out of the blocks right now as we're getting ready for spring games and things like that? And then we'll be at practice before we know it.
We had our blue and gold game last Friday. I thought that went very well. I have a very good quarterback who's been quarterbacking for me for 4 years, who need to be on make that kid an
I
offer.
was just good. That was going to be my
Braylon
last
Carter,
question.
right? Braylon Carter, because he's done everything the right way. He's an older quarterback. I have a younger quarterback that's also going to be very good. So I have a mixture of veterans and young, talented kids. But they've been in the program, so they know the work. They know what we have to do. And they're football players, right? Like, they're football players. They've been playing football all their lives. They won their middle school championships and all that. So I'm mixing those guys together, and we'll see. I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to make a solid run in 5A.
Well,
And we will see how it goes. Go ahead,
yeah,
Anna.
you answered both of our questions in one, Coach.
All good.
Yeah, but I have to say this though, DeKalb County coaching overall is doing a very good job. Like all most of the coaches in DeKalb County are doing a great job, and we're getting our kids noticed, and we're doing what we have to do on and off the field. So I just want to give a shout out for the DeKalb County coaches who, if you follow Stevenson, Columbia, Miller Grove. All those schools are doing very well, and their kids are getting recruited. So, coaches, college coaches, if you're watching this, make sure you guys stop down in DeKalb County and recruit some of these kids.
And don't worry, Coach, we'll continue to push your players and we'll write those names down for our next segments as well.
Oh,
Thank you so much
absolutely.
for joining us and for all the success that you're having down there and
Thank
telling
you
us more
so
about
much.
Aaron. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, Brett, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
First time that Coach Bell said that he's ever done something like this. I call shenanigans.
He was great. I agree. He was fluid, completely fluid, short and sweet answers. Didn't go off on any crazy tangents. I give him an A+ rating.
Yeah, kind of like the hosts. But it was, I thought it was really
Always got
cool.
to keep you in line, John. It's why I'm here. It's honestly
Why not?
job security. My job security is you going off on tangents.
Yeah, well, and making sure that those tangents only go for certain time frames, but that's what everybody on the other side of the glass is about too. But I mean, honestly, we're going to start this back up again, come football season in our broadcast. So start finding out your nominees now. Start getting your lists all together. Get your MTKAO list together
Yeah,
and let us know about them.
this is peer reviewed. You nominate these people. I mean, sometimes, I mean, we pick players too, John, but these are people that you, as the viewers, are emailing us and letting us know, and coaches and teammates, and this is how we get this information.
Yeah, so this is where we count on you, the rest of the state. You, comma, Georgia, comma, and let us know about everybody that's there for Make That Kid an Offer as we get ready for it here coming up in 2026. And that was just a quick microcosm of what it can be at 2025 by focusing on what we saw from Marion Bell and what we saw from a defensive lineman that is now headed to Division II Kentucky State. And he is a thoroughbred in more ways than one. What else is on your mind, Hannah?
I missed you in studio today, John.
Well, doctor's appointments kind of get in the way sometimes.
I
So
know. I guess next
yeah,
month.
I don't recommend them, let's put it that way. So being in a close proximity always helps in these kinds of things. Who's on the other side of the glass?
I think everybody is here.
Except me.
I don't remember all of your
Hannah,
your names.
Before we leave, we have to have a disclaimer.
Mark and James and Jeremy.
We have to have a disclaimer that John suggesting not to go to the doctor is not the official view of Georgia Public Broadcasting or any of its subspecies.
No. Space out your
Is that good enough that you said it?
I think so, yeah.
Disclaimer from Jeremy.
What I was trying to say was space out your doctor's appointments from time frames where work is, you know, kind of in a certain
I just
group.
Don't want a child to be like, no, Mom, John said that I don't have to go to the doctor.
I hope children are not listening to this podcast.
Then the mom is going to sit there and go, well, you know, the mom's going to be like, you know, if it was Hannah, don't ever pay attention to a word John has to say.
I listen to what John says so little that I don't even remember all the nicknames. When you start getting to the nickname part of the segment, I'm done. I'm like turning off my computer.
Okay. So then that means it's time for us to go. So Ambassador Jeremy, introduce everyone to who is here today.
It's Mark and Mark and Jeremy and James, and that's all we need.
Well, but there's other people.
Are there?
Yeah, there's Marky Mark. There's King James. There's I never know Mark Chillas. What is it, John?
There goes Tokyo
Mark. Mark and Mark is what I'm saying. Okay. Mark and Mark.
And then we have Queen Victoria's in the room.
I can't see.
David
there's so many glares.
Yeah, David never got a nickname, but...
Jeremy, give him one.
Oh, God. Dave? Dave? Does that work?
Just Dave?
Yeah, just Dave.
Just Dave.
There we go.
Just Dave. Done. Because I was starting to think of the Kevin Klein Sigourney Weaver movie, and I was trying to figure out...
Can we just wrap it up?
I think we've gone long enough. Hey. I've got to pick up the kids from school.
Yeah, right. Okay, so she's got to pick up the kids. We're out. It's another go-round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. Make that kid an offer edition. Like, follow, be a part of the conversation on all the social medias, as the kids say. For everyone behind the glass, and for Hannah, I'm just John, to be with just Dave. Play it safe, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.